Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
On their website at wilknewsradio.com, wilknewsradio.com. They have it up on their website. It was only like 15 minutes, short and to the point. And, you know, I was shocked because most journalists today are just so rude and they're so liberal. And She was very nice. She was one where you could tell had a million different opinions and ideas, but she was very fair. And it's hard to find that in journalists today. I remember when I was in journalism, I was the only conservative in them. And so hats off to her to remaining decent human and that kind of thing, because, you know, most libtards just aren't. And I don't know what she is, but she's not like them. You know, it's tough, folks, still for me. And I know people are saying, can we get on to other events? You know what? Yeah. No, because I still have things to say. But I was talking to the father yesterday, and he said, brace for the storm. And so, you know how, and he brought this song to my mind. You know how a song in the symphony starts off, and then it goes into a long crescendo, or whatever. And at the very end, you have the big finale. We're at the finale part, folks. We're at the finale. And so I'm not sure if that's something going on just with all this garbage coming against me, or the pole flips coming. Well, I told you that's coming. But we're at the beginning of the finale right now. It's starting. And so prepare, get ready, watch the sun. I haven't been able to watch the sunset because there hasn't been a sun at sunset. You have it all day and then it disappears. but when I see it a little far over in the northwest, I'll let you know. Keeping an eye on several different things right now. And I know when it gets to a certain point in the northwest, we're headed right into the pole flip. So until then, because I know we have at least another month, two, at least three at the back end, I have to deal with this. And, you know, I want to teach you something today, because this whole thing going on right now with me, and it's going viral. There was a news report in Hungary. It's been all over American news and stuff about Steve Mineo being killed by Black Widow Barbara Johnson. And it's a psyop, folks. It's a psyop. And, you know, I've been talking about psyops for years, and now I get my own. How's that? Psyop Sherry Schreiner. Let me describe to you about psyops, because it's almost an uphill battle you're fighting. And I knew from Saturday on, when I saw the first TV news report, her neighbor, Keith Wade, I think he's going by the name Kevin Wade, I think his real name is Keith something, he was in on it. And so they already had the script going. In reverse speech, the one guy is saying, get the doc in on the cover-up. And I think the cover-up is the fact that they were trying to go with the one-bullet theory. Because I think there's something they're hiding, obviously. And so it's a psyop. And the whole thing has been prepackaged. It's too prepackaged, folks. It's nice and neat, slam-dunk persecution, only they were hoping to get her off on some crazy self-defense plot. And I'm going to blow it out of the water, because she's, you know, lies always get blown up. Truth always stays the same. But you'll notice that, like, when, who was that guy? Can't think of his name because I'm speaking off the top of my head. I don't have anything in front of me. The guy that killed John Lennon, and he had the Catcher in the Rye book in his hand. And that was just too convenient, because that was his trigger point. He was a Manchurian candidate, what they call a Manchurian candidate. They're chip implanted, mind controlled, and something triggers them. And when they're triggered, they go into a hypnotic state, hypnosis, and they do what they were brainwashed to do, like kill somebody. Or like in Columbine, kill a bunch of kids, but, you know, we won't get into Columbine. That was a government operation, multiple shooters, and they blamed it on kids. But Catcher in the Rye, he was triggered, and then he shot and killed John Lennon. And all these people who catch these people say they looked hypnotic. They looked under hypnosis, because that's what they are. They're chip implanted, and especially if you're in the military, like Barbara Johnson, they chip implant you when you're in the military, so that when you leave the military, they have access to you, and they can force you to do whatever they want you to do. You're under their mind control system. And so another... She is like a basket of all bad things. anyway, and so if you'll notice in the original story, they're talking about they were watching Resident Evil. Really? Resident Evil? Do you know Resident Evil is about super soldiers? And it's about a human who an alien jumps into their body, jumps into a human's body, and then forces that human to do things? That's what Resident Evil's about. People call me crazy. This stuff's on TV. They tell it, it's right in your face. So interesting that just a couple days, if not even the day of Steve's murder, they're watching Resident Evil. Did it trigger her? Was it a trigger for her? Another thing is that the prescript. They came out right away, and the first thing they said was, she helped him commit suicide because he was so distraught because he was being bullied by an online cult. Now, my definition of a cult might be different than the police department's or hers, because they're just re-saying what she said. You know, no disrespect to the police. They're just relaying, telling you what she said. But this is all script, so my idea of a cult is like a commune somewhere. It's like a socialistic community. Everybody shares everything. It's communism. And then you usually have the pervert at the top who just uses it as an excuse for pedophilia and rape all the women and young girls, make a lot of money, have a lot of flashy things, maybe get your own piece of property, have a big house, mansions, whatever. I mean, that's my idea of a cult. You know, I'm just a poor woman in the backwoods of Ohio. What do I got? How do you lead an online cult? How do you starve people and force them into submission? Because that's one of the biggest things of cults is mind control of submission. How do you do that online? You know, how do you run an online cult when you can just unfriend somebody or you know, put up a website, take down a website? I mean, how do you run a cult online? It's ridiculous. So the prescript thing was blown out of the water because, first of all, I was never bullying them. I never even talked to Barb, never spoke to her. I was trying to protect Steve from her, but hadn't even talked to Steve since May. And evidence will show all this because there's no emails, no phone calls, no texts, no emails, nothing. And so they had to jump to something else because that one was imploding. So now she's saying somehow from her jail cell that I'm a reptilian. Really? Whatever. You know, I mean, what do you say? I mean, she sent us pictures with slit eyes. That's why we called her a reptilian. We had proof. Genuinely, you look at somebody's eyes and they're slits. Yeah, that's a reptile. And I have a whole thing on my website at sherryshriner.com. And it shows you how they soul scalp people, how people get soul scalped and become possessed with reptilians. And so, you know, that one's not going to go anywhere. You know, don't you think my kids would be scared and running out of here or whatever? She's just getting vindictive. I don't know why the script's going to reptilian. Maybe they've spent too much time on my website, thewatcherfiles.com. You know, I've had that one. That one used to have a huge fan base. Put that up in the early 2000s. It was the first website I ever put up to expose human shapeshifters among us. So, it's all been prepackaged. It's all scripted. It's too, you know, what are we going to do next? Where are they going to go next? Is she ever going to take responsibility for taking out her military 45 and shooting a kid in the head? Is that part of their little script here anywhere? Because they're trying to control this narrative of her. I think they're going to have to realize they're going to have to throw her under the bus and go. Actually, what I was expecting was her to hang herself in her jail cell and then disappear. Because they would just take her out and she'd disappear somewhere. I've adopted the name Black Widow Barb for a reason, because this isn't the first time she's killed. And she has a very shady past. India, France, Kentucky, Florida. Why are two of the men she was with missing? Can't find them. I mean, this is the world of the internet. Everybody can be found. And so, you know, birth or death records, marriage certificates. She's 42 years old. You can't tell me she hasn't been married. Maybe has kids somewhere. she told Steve that she was on an early military retirement, which didn't sound right to me because the military doesn't give you an early retirement. It's 20 and out. That's the way it always was, unless it's changed. Oh, I hurt my toe and give her a retirement to get out because that's what she was living on, her military retirement check. She didn't have a job. And they both say they were self-employed, but they were spending all their time making hate videos about me. So where's both their incomes coming from? And they drank a lot, so where's that money coming from? They're trying to control the narrative, and because they have a predetermined outcome. What exactly is the outcome here? So far, the only name I'm hearing in this is Sherry Schreiner. So they've got some kind of outcome here. So don't tell me this isn't some government psyop. It's psyop. They're trying to take me down. I've got no blackmail. You know, when you're in politics, you're blackmailable. They put you in a room with underage girls and take pictures and whatever. You're blackmailable. They all got blackmail on them, and it makes them march to their tune of whoever's handling them. I have no blackmail. I don't have commercial sponsors, so they can't threaten to pull sponsorships away from me. I don't have a salary anybody's paying, so I can't lose money I'm not making. I'm not blackmailable. I've been married 27 years, the same guy. I've never cheated on him. I've always been faithful. They don't have anything. They don't have anything on me. So they smear the cult thing. Oh, let's make her a cult. And face it, they've hated me for a long time. Because they know who I am, where everybody else just hates and laughs and rejects. They know I'm a legitimate prophet of the Most High God and that I see things. I speak for Him. And it terrifies them because I can tear anything that they say out of the water. You know, I saw what happened in the apartment that night with Steve, and the Lord showed me parts of it. It was brutal. It was not I was so upset, kill me. And she said, okay, honey, sit still, and pointed a gun and shot him. It didn't happen like that. Really, you want people to think that? That he was so distraught because he found out I was a reptilian? that he said, please kill me. Steve was not suicidal. He had so many things he wanted to do. He was happier than a bug in a rug living in the Poconos. It was his dream to go out there. And who made it happen? She did. She did. Because it was all premeditated. She was going to take him out there and kill him. And she did. And I warned him about it. You know, it's more than just a mother's instinct or just a basic common sense instinct. It's the fact that I had the father telling me things about her as well, folks. And I tried to protect him, and she got him. She got him. You know? He wouldn't listen. And I just posted on my Facebook, keep looking at that video, the last video he did, Return to Sender, because the whole thing, she encoded his death. The whole thing was a ritual. It was going by pagan practices, a pre-ritual before the death. You wear a black sleeve on your arm, and the whole return to sender thing where she's holding up her hand. He did this video, one of his last videos before he died. I think he posted this video online on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and he was dead on Saturday. And that ritual was was the appetizer before the dinner. And everything Wiccans do have meaning, and so I know there's a lot I missed. Because I'm sure that these witches have some kind of protection thing where she didn't think she would get caught or it would all blow up in her face. She was returning him to a sender. She was returning him back to his father. Don't you think it's odd that it's his video? He's explaining how to return mail to the sender. Who does a video like that, folks? Seriously, who tells you how to put a label over return address and mail it in the envelope, in the mailbox? The whole thing was a ritual. She was she was returning him to his sender. She had him participating in his own pre-ritual for the death. And there's probably so much I've missed on that. If some of you Wiccans want to look at that and give me a heads up, because it's the only way I learn stuff is from you guys. Go to the sources themselves, people that are in it or have been in it or whatever, or you know, because I know that there's a lot I've missed. One thing that bothers me about the whole thing, because I've missed something, and the Lord keeps directing me back to it, and I still don't have figured it out, is the fact that beginning of the video, he starts with a car. King Elvis was a mind-controlled MK-Ultra pawn, and he was the king, and I know there's significance there that I'm missing. In the middle of the video, he switches to a government piece of mail. He's being called to court or something, and he puts on return to sender. But interesting that it's he's saying at the very top, rebuke your tyrannical court, blah, 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 typical Stephen fashion, and mailing it back to their sender. But why does he switch? And at the very end of the video, when he's putting the mail in the mailbox to return it to the sender, it's back to the car thing. You know? There's a message there that I'm missing. I'll keep hammering at it until I get it, but I know I'm missing something huge there. Because it's a court. It's why do you do that, you know? I think it's something significant. I can't pull out what it is. But you know what? They're guiding this whole thing along to a predetermined outcome. And so that's what makes it interesting, trying to figure out what the outcome's going to be. If she walked away, not only would Stephen's family hit the roof, I would too. I would hit the roof. And about a million of people who really loved Steve and tried to warn him and got hated for it. I would rather be hated for being right than loved for being wrong. Because look at all the friends he was with there towards the end. Oh, they loved Barb. Cheering her and Stevie on. Go Barb, go Barb. Oh, we love Barb. Oh, Sherry, she's the meanie. She's the monster. She's a reptile. None of that came out until Barb killed somebody. Barb killed him. But she's the meanie. She's the meanie. She's a false prophet. She's false. She's falsely saying things about Steve and Barb. And really, who was right? You call me the false prophet, and I was the one trying to protect him and keep him alive? Who was right? Only the ones that blew smoke up his butt. He's dead now. You were no help. Yeah, it makes me angry. It makes me angry. People say, why are you so angry when he made such hateful things about you? Because, I mean, for months he was on a tirade. You know what, folks? I just don't care about any of that. I knew this kid for 7 years. It's always shocking. A parent should never, ever, ever have to bury a child. So I hope... You know what, I hope she just takes a plea deal. I hope she gets a death sentence. She should just be in the electric chair somewhere. Premeditated. She plotted it out. The problem with you'll never get justice is because the people that were there being interviewed by the news reporter were involved with the crime itself. So there's a cover-up on it. There's handlers involved. When you reverse speech... The TV newscast, an ultrasonic reverse speech analyst, do that for me. And in reverse speech, you can hear them saying stuff like, is the doc on the cover up? And yeah, I saw it. And, you know, well, how did he see it? It was 2 a.m. in the morning. Was he there? Did she call him first? It took her 20 minutes from the time she killed Steve and blew his brains out to call 911. She ran next door to the neighbor. You know, what'd she do? What was she doing? The neighbor said he was there. I saw it. I mean, I know it was a first speech, but still. Yeah, it's aggravating. Anyway, I was talking to People Magazine, coming out with something in People Magazine. I don't know if it's going to be in a published edition or just an online or what. You know, I gave her a bunch of info and haven't heard back from her. So, you know, I'm not going to let that witch get away with it. She killed a kid. Steve might have been 32, but his mind, he was like 26, 27. He wasn't just, you know. Steve was a kid. It's hard to see him as an adult. Maybe because I met him when he was so young, 20, 21. I thought that's how old he was. Because he lied about his age to us, but that's, you know, typically online, everybody lies about their age. But it's pretty bad when you lie about your age and appearance and try to appear like a teenager. Like she did. If you look at her pictures online with Steve, she looks like a teenager. You know what? I need her makeup artist. Because that was good. Because when you look at her picture with Steve, and then a month later her mugshot, holy crap. Boy, she doesn't have makeup. She has an artist. Paint me a face on. Wow. Soulless being. Soulless black eyes. And you see in that one picture that they put in PA, and she's with the blue, and she's got that demon on her neck. You can see it plain as day. You can go to SherryShriner.com and see it, or you can go to my Facebook and see it. Look for my posting on that. She's in the blue. She's in the all blue. I don't know why they have two different red shots. One's red and one's blue. That's another code. Because they always use color codes for stuff. Notice it's red and blue. This whole thing's a psyop. If somebody looked at the numbers and started breaking this whole thing down, probably get a lot more information on it. Sometimes I'm not the smartest crayon in the box. There's others that are better than me. But it's all too prepackaged, folks. It's prepackaged. It's scripted. So, yeah, I wouldn't have thought so fast until you heard the neighbor say, oh, yeah, they said they were at an online cult and they were too religious, or they were religious and they got away from it, or, you know, really? He was there to push the story, to back up and support the narrative about us, about me being an online cult. So, yeah, he puts himself in the story himself for lying. They would have never said, oh, we're in an online cult, we can't get away. You know what you say? Turn your computer off. How hard would that have been? Really? That was the story they came up with? Oh, my gosh. So he was involved because he's there to promote the lie in the script. So that puts him involved with this whole story. I never went to him whining about being in a cult because they were never in a cult. I'd never talked to her. And Steve, I hadn't talked to me, so explain to me how I ran a cult online. Explain to me how I'm a cult and I run it online. It makes no sense, which means the whole thing is a government-operated psyop, folks. If something doesn't make sense, it means because a lot of things aren't true. Anyway, I'll be back on Friday, same time at noon. Till then, everybody, God bless.